This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and congratulated him on his historic second term. During the conversation, the Prime Ministers reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. They noted that in its 5 years, the comprehensive strategic partnership has seen robust cooperation developing across a diverse range of sectors. Both leaders stressed the role played by the vibrant Indian origin diaspora in cementing bilateral ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global matters of mutual interest and reiterated their commitment to working together in promoting a free, open, stable, rules-based and prosperous Indo-Pacific. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defense preparedness. It has decided to organize the civil defense exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorized civil defense districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned to the village level. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is also scheduled to hold a meeting with Chief Secretaries of State through video conferencing on civil defense mock drill today. This exercise aims to assess and enhance the readiness of civil defense mechanisms across all states and union territories. Its primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communications links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of a hostile attack. In a significant step toward clean and sustainable energy, the Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies has successfully drilled Northeast India's first geothermal production well at Dirang in West Kameng District yesterday. The successful drilling marks a major milestone in the region's quest for sustainable energy and represents a first-of-its-kind initiative in the Northeast. Sharing the information in a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main said this breakthrough will directly benefit high-altitude farming and rural communities through eco-friendly solutions like space heating, food drying and climate-controlled storage. In the meantime, Main has congratulated the team from the Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, the Norwegian Geotechnical Institute, Iceland-based firm Geotrophy, and the Guwahati Boring Service for the achievement. In a pioneering conservation effort, the Department of Fisheries Longding District conducted its first ever ranching program at Tewai and Taru rivers in Ranglao area of Kanubari yesterday. The ecological initiative was graced by Minister for Fisheries Gabriel D. Wangsu. Addressing the gathered villagers, Mr. Wangsu emphasized the critical importance of community participation in preserving river ecosystems. He stressed the importance of maintaining ecological balance, noting that healthy river systems contribute significantly to biodiversity, conservation, and sustainable livelihoods for riverside communities. The program saw the release of 90,000 fingerling sourced from Lakhimpur in Assam into the two rivers after proper conditioning. A 3-day training program on 21st century employability skills for faculty members of Government Industrial Training Institutes of Arunachal Pradesh was inaugurated at DK Convention Center in Itanagar yesterday. Inaugurated by Director Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Sibo Pasing, this initiative aims to equip faculty members with essential tools and methodologies to effectively impart crucial skills to the trainees, enhancing their readiness for the modern workforce. The program is being launched by the Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship in collaboration with the Wadhwani Foundation to empower the youth of Arunachal Pradesh with skills demanded by rapidly evolving job market. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.